Move on to item six is announcements by the Planning Policy Manager, and they basically are going to be dealt with on the very next item. So I'll take item seven next, which is A1 local plan evidence update, and over to Simon.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the first item on the agenda today for our updates is actually the evidence base update. There's a number of matters to discuss here. But the critical one really in terms of one that's at a critical stage and was before you in a different way, as the Chairman has outlined, is in relation to whether or not the Council was in a position at present to accept a housing recommendation for the future of our local plan making. The housing number itself is only one part of the equation. From that, we need to do quite a lot of work, as you've all mentioned, in terms of the actual housing strategy on from there. Members of the public and members here tonight who were at the last meeting will be aware that there was a resolution for officers to look harder at the evidence base that resulted in the proposed figure of 597 dwellings per annum. Officers took that away and did that. We basically... First of all, held a workshop with the authors of one of the reports, which was held on the 15th of October and was very well attended. And the second element of that was that we actually commissioned some research to look at some specific details that we knew may bear some fruit in terms of some issues in something that's called unidentified population. What I've actually done tonight, because this is quite a technical part of the session, is brought along Richard Pestle from Peter Brett Associates, who actually is the author of the study that we've been relying on to come up with our housing number. And if you just bear with me, we'll swap seats so you can come and take and run through a couple of slides for everyone's benefit.
Yes, thank you very much. I apologise, there will be some phrases that members of the public may not understand, but I hope the members who were at the briefing the other week at least understand what's going on. I'll try and clarify anything as needed. We have a few things to update and report following that member's briefing and the request that we continue to review the housing figure. I think it's fair to say the housing figures do need a continual review. We're required to absorb all new data that emerges out of government or the statisticians and feed that back into the process. So it's very much a live process. We can never stand still. As I mentioned at the members' briefing, just before that briefing, the Office of National Statistics had just released some new data. Well, it's unfair to call it data, but they just released some new insight into what was called the unattributable population change. Now, as you know, for tendering, the UPC, as it's called, is a huge issue and a very big statistical problem about how this is managed and what it does. As you will know, Edge Analytics, the authors of the EPOA report, made an adjustment to tendering's numbers, reflecting the best understanding of UPC at the time. The new report from the Office of National Statistics gives us some more tendering-specific detail about how that UPC error occurred in the data. Unfortunately, it doesn't give us any quantitative numbers. The Office of National Statistics still don't understand exactly what the error is, but they've given us an insight as to what they think it is. So we have an idea of what it is, but not necessarily the scale of it. The second update point is that to reflect some members' concerns about the robustness of the underlying demography informing the OAN reports, and specifically the Edge Analytics and the EPOA demography, tendering have appointed an independent demographer by the name of John Hollis. He's one of probably the top four that I know of in the country. He's the former chief demographer of the Greater London Assembly. He has been Chair of the British Society of Population Studies, the main working group of demographers in the UK. He's an advisor to the Office of National Statistics and CLG and the Census, so he's probably one of the best people to have a look at this. His review is to look at the Edge analytics and this unattributable population change element and to help guide a way through it. Now, we haven't finished this work. It's very complicated, but I say it's worthwhile sharing a few headlines with you so you can inform discussion later. Although the data is very difficult, he broadly agrees with the Edge Analytics starting point for the housing number in tendering, this 479 number we've talked about in the past. He thinks that is probably a fair and reasonable minimum number, because of course it's the starting point according to the planning guidance, but it looks to be a reasonable guess despite the mess of demographic data. But his review of the new UPC data suggests a slightly different age profile should be applied. It all relates to how the Edge Analytics reports corrected for the unattributable population change, and the Office of National Statistics new data suggests it should have been corrected for in a slightly different way. When John corrects it in the way that he thinks the Office of National Statistics is suggesting, it gives us a younger profile of population and migration into Tendrin. I say it's a provisional finding and it's still ongoing. Now, this has an implication for what's called the EPOA employed person scenario, which is the 597 scenario. Very simply, John's work suggests that fewer new homes will be needed to deliver any given job number. So whatever job number we target, this data suggests we need fewer homes because the population profile is younger. There's a larger labour force in the homes and the migration profile. Now, if this is the case, and if it is borne out, what he is suggesting is the OAN may be lower. Maybe, because there's lots of other things to be dealt with as well. We think it will still be above the 479, because the 479 is the starting point and there's other bits of planning guidance to be applied to it. But it will possibly be lower than the 597 figure that we have at the moment. I say I don't honestly think it will be higher than that. It's an opinion, but I don't think it will be higher than that, but it looks like it could be lower. And I say it is incredibly difficult work, even for somebody like John Hollis, who is well used to the data. It is not an easy or clean set of data that we have to work with, nor an easy or clean answer we have to give you. And it's particularly challenging because the numbers we're talking about are below the subnational population and household projections, which, as you will know, are the official starting point, and we have a very difficult job to work backwards from them. So it's very difficult. So it's much too early to jump to any conclusions, but John is doing more work and feeding stuff back to us. There will be more looking at the revisions and all sorts of other bits as soon as we possibly can. And the EPOA employed person scenario will be rerun using John's new population profile. So that's ongoing. We're doing it as quickly as we can. I think we've got to report by January, so we'll come back and tell you what we think it is then. But it's no criticism of Edge or the EPOA work, because they honestly did the best with the data that they've got, and John has confirmed that. But we are doing our best with a soup of data, and the number we'll give you is our best professional opinion.